From the University of California at Davis, this is NewsWatch.
A major challenge for the $10 billion a year flower production industry in California is dealing responsibly with insects.
Any bug seems to get resistance at some point. So that is continues to be our challenge, to be able to come up with materials that we can do a better job in maintaining our pest populations in the plants.
Almost all commercial growers credit the research work of Michael Perella, a world-renowned UC Davis expert on the development of integrated pest management strategies.
There can be technology developed, and we've done a lot of that here, to make sure that if they use a pesticide, they choose the right one, they use it properly, they monitor the pest properly, and they can integrate the pesticide with biological control. So the end result then is an overall reduction in pesticide use and maintaining that high quality crop that they all want.
And Mike Perella has been instrumental in regards to advising us in regards to the identification of the different pests that we have.
Perlstein says they are using 10 times less chemicals than 20 years ago.
Pest management, IPM, is one part of what a grower has to deal with, and it's one part of the overall production process. So in that context, you can't look at IPM or biological control or pesticide application in a vacuum. It's got to be done in terms of how it fits into the entire production system.
Using fewer pesticides is good for the bottom line because it also reduces labor costs. Reporting from Half Moon Bay, I'm Paul Fotenauer.
For more information, please log on to broadcast.ucdavis.edu.